Jeffrey Epstein was an American financier and a sex offender. He worked at an investment bank, Bear Stearns, for 6 years until he opened his own firm, J. Epstein. He had an island for over 20 years called the Little St. James. It was located in the United States Virgin Islands in the Caribbean Sea. He took women and young girls there, sexually abused them. He then gave them money to bring more, which is kind of weird because, like, wouldn't he be worried about them going to say something or going to the police? But I guess this also had to do with something about them being transported off the island, because there was really no way out unless he approved it. He had his victims transported through the airport, his private jet, boats, even a helicopter. I think his motive to do this is more of like a powerful and in control feeling, just because of this quote of his, "I collect people, I own people, I can damage people." Just from hearing that, he obviously has control issues, and maybe he feels less about himself, so he does things to women to make himself feel more powerful. He ended up pleading guilty in the Florida State Court to 2 felony prostitution charges. He is now a registered sex offender. And the plea deal was later described as a sweetheart deal. So they kind of let him off the hook, maybe because he was an important person, he knew important people. I think this case was famous because of the people he was connected to, like including Donald Trump, who was our president for 4 years, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, and many more. But a question I would have about this case was, were his famous friends involved? Is that why he kind of got off the hook, so he didn't start talking about everyone else that was involved? Because that could be it, but I have no idea. I'm sure I'd like to know about that. But...